Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Every week, this urban bunch of folks get together and they lay it down type real. Another perspective that you did not see coming. The cast of The Attic includes, of course, co-producer. Yeah, I put this together. We got Brother Messenger. This figure of God personally. We got Baby Sis. He on top of him. We got Baby Bruh. And my man, be funny. We got Nurse Carmen. You know her shit, too. And Sister Sippy comes to the research. And of course, she got it locked. We cannot forget Sister Sunshine with the real, real perspective. Now sit back, relax, and be entertained by the cast of The Attic. Too much with the intro, but it's Wednesday night, it's 9 o'clock, it's time for the premiere podcast, The Attic.
How's my audio? Can you hear me good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, tune it up just a little.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody sounded tired tonight. Hold on. Let me send about 3,000 volts of energy through these microphones real quick. Bam. Hold on. I know. Wait a minute. I know what I need to do. I was going to have to wait on this, but you're going to need this right now.
Said y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge. You're an alcoholic, been sober 5.
All right, see, that's what it takes. It takes PG to get us started every show. So, hey, y'all need a new DJ. Well, look here. I'm right here for you. I hope you had a good week. And, again, we're going to try to entertain you for 60 minutes. With some current event topics, as always, from a totally different perspective that you probably didn't see coming. Let's kick this show off tonight with the King of Pop, man. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. We got to go to the King of Pop, man. And the man made Thriller, man. I mean, come on. How you? Did anybody happen to catch that the piece Oprah did on Michael Jackson?
I didn't catch it, but I heard about it. I saw the two guys on a talk show. Didn't see it.
Baby Bro, did you catch that piece on Oprah about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
That
did you see it, Tiffy?
Yeah, I watched the clip, but I didn't watch the whole episode.
First of all, honestly, man, I love Oprah to death, for real, for real. But the way she told that story, she made Mike look like a criminal, man. And again, we're going to talk about it for a minute, but she made Mike look
like,
don't get me wrong. Huh? Don't get me wrong. Mike played the starring role in the shit. But just how she went back into, don't get me, it was a good documentary, but she made Mike look like he was kind of messed up, man. And I got to tell you, we're going to start off with, here's another case of parents ain't giving a shit about their kids, man. Right, Here go another case of parents getting caught up in the hoopla and the fame and forgot about parenting and got accustomed to that rich life. And let me tell you, I hope I'm a better parent than that, but I understand.
Well,
I do, man. I kind of, not to the point where you just give away your kids and shit, man, but I do understand. You get a taste of that, and you realize you can continue getting that luxury life without one dime coming out of your pocket. Sometimes you forget the weight of cost of what it's really costing you. Because, you know, when I looked at that documentary, you know, you got a little 7-year-old boy go ask his mama, and his mama going to let him go live with Mike for, which one was that, James or Wade? Go live with Mike for a year. Now, what kind of shit is
Wade.
That?
Wade. That was Wade.
You know, I mean, for real, just think about this. Those of us that are parents, I don't give a shit who you are. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to go to the concert. I'm going to get the free shit. But we going to get the free shit. But when you come and ask me, after knowing me about a week, can my son or my daughter come and live with you for 6 months? See, right now, I said, like Cat Williams say, the antennas is going up now.
Yeah. I got a problem. Yeah.
You know, the antennas is going up now. And if nobody said anything about it, you know, I seen the mother there. She feeling all sorry for herself now. And I guess she got that coming. Yeah, she got a right to feel sorry for herself because she put that whole thing together. And what I'm talking about is there were Chris, James and Wade are the two main people, I guess, before he perfected.
Right.
Watch this. If the story is true, before he perfected his pedophilia ways, he practiced on James and Wade.
Right.
He messed around and fell in love, and they fell in love. And I'm sorry to keep skipping the subject. It's clear that if any of that shit is true, that, you know, somebody should have reached out to Mike and gave him some help, man. Somebody should have did that. And one way you help somebody like that is you don't enable him.
Right.
You know, let me ask you a question. Okay, again, don't get me wrong. We all understand. Let's keep it 100. Before they drag his ass through the mud, he was on top of everything. So when you say Michael Jackson, he probably one of the few people I would have met in my lifetime that maybe I would have got a little starstruck about. Because, he's on top of the world. So understanding that, if he came and asked you after a concert, he gave you back row tickets to the concert. After the concert, he asked you some shit like, can your child come and stay with me for 3 months? What would be your response? What would you say to some shit like that?
No.
Well, you know what? Well, wait a minute. Wait. Let me say this then. Think about this. Okay, let's flip the script for a moment. First of all, you got to understand that magical spell, just because he's Michael Jackson, is over a lot of these people. And then, as you mentioned earlier, all the different perks and stuff, you're really not looking at him in that way. Because when he presents himself, like the kindest little kid there is. You know what I mean? When he presents himself to the public or making his move. And so you get caught up in that and you don't really say nothing. And the child ain't saying nothing either. You know what I mean? So for a while,
okay.
I mean, you know, you stuck on stupid, but for a while you don't see it. And then after a while, especially when he starts to take that attention elsewhere, because now all your perks, you ain't got all those perks, and you can notice things a little bit better. You know what
yeah,
I mean? And you're starting to see things for what it is.
But you know what, though? I mean, again, I'm just going to the main two, to James and Wade. And I want to say to Wade, before we get too started, that's why your ass got served. But anyway, y'all didn't see the movie Who Got Served? Nobody?
Nah.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Away from that shit.
So Wade was in the movie, and he got served, you know, so.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You see, he was in the movie. You got served. But anyway, here's where I got a real problem now, and just keeping it 100. And again, foul shit is foul shit. I don't care who did it or who perpetrated it. Why you wait till that man is in the ground, and now
you're gonna
come at him with all that bullshit that he can't defend?
That's my problem.
You know why? I'll tell you
why.
Because the checks run out. Mike, ain't nobody else paying them. Mike was taking care of them. Mike ain't taking care of them no more.
Now, wait a minute. Wade out here doing his stizzle now. I mean, he choreographing for some big shit. So you thinking he ain't paving up?
But how do you think he got the right? How you think he got the to be who he is? Because of Michael, so I owed him.
That was all part of the deal. Mike played in his monkey hole, and in turn, he hooked him up with some connections.
Hey, but you know what though? When you said Mike played with his monkey hole, one thing I'll say through 2 hours of watching that shit, everybody was to the point where. He never tried. Well, one time Wade said he tried to penetrate him and it wouldn't go in, but he probably busted his ass a little bit and he was bleeding or something. But other than that, they were making it real clear, man, that he wasn't a penetrator, man.
No. That's because Mike was smart. That's evident. Mike didn't leave no evidence. That's why
but
he panicked when he let that boy go home with them bloody draws, and he called him. You know what I'm saying? You got to get them draws. See, Mike groomed him. You know, hey, like my man said, if anybody find out what's going on between me and you, we going to jail. But, you know, after years later, my man done realized, no, we not going to jail. You going to jail. Not me.
Now, but watch this, though. Now, hold on, because I don't know if it was one of them or both of them jokers testified twice, one at an early age and one at an age when you should have knew better, that Mike didn't do that shit. That's all I'm saying. Now, don't get me wrong. When the shit was out there and it was in the news and we investigated Mike, see, that was the time to speak up. But I got to tell you.
Like the messenger just said, money ran out. He need more money. He didn't do this for HBO for free. HBO gave him some money.
Okay, everybody
was playing a game. This is all part of the game because them boys do that at a real early age, but they still stuck to it only because they wanted what they was getting. And when they got what they wanted started to slow down. Okay, we got to find another way. That's all. That's all it is, and that's not to condone. That's not to condone anything that Michael did, but that was all just part of the game, and we got to understand that because the same way right away we said, no, we wouldn't do that with our kids, there are some people that know what they're doing. And as you said, he's not a penetrator, so because he ain't a penetrator, then no foul, no harm, no foul. You know
now,
what I'm
Mike
saying?
Mike just got off on them doing him and him sucking on they little Vienna sausages. But let me ask you this. Have you ever heard any of his nieces and nephews over there by Neverland?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
No.
Have you ever
saying.
Heard Uncle Mike babysitting Tito's son or something?
Yeah. they tried to get him help. They tried to get him help, and this is why he kind of just totally locked them out of his lives. They had to get an appointment to come see him.
But you know what? On a sicker scale, on some straight sick shit, man, how you going to have everything? There's nothing probably that could be bought that Michael Jackson couldn't have bought, but you got this thing for little kids, man. Now, fuck all that about he didn't have no childhood. I get the fact that, okay, you didn't have a childhood, so I get you real playful, you real elementary when it comes to anything other than performing. But you can't stay there. And, you know, everybody got to grow up their childhood, but you can't stay a child in your 30s, man.
He did.
Well, let me say this. I don't think it had nothing. He used the child as a cover up, but he was a homosexual. That's all.
Really?
Like, the same way. Let me clear that up.
Pedophile.
What I mean by that.
Pedophile, you mean, right?
Well, okay, that's what we want to call it, a pedophile. Yeah, that's what he was. He liked young boys. The priest liked young girls. There are certain people that just like young. R. Kelly liked young girls. It's just part of life.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think somebody got to him at an early age, Mike?
Not necessarily. He could have just been born like that. Mm. We all have a certain amount of chromosomes, and sometimes the female chromosome is more powerful, per se, than the male chromosome. And so this is why sometimes you have females that want to be men.
And you have men.
Yeah, I got a different one.
And you have men that want to be females. They're called trannies, not discriminating.
No. I got a different take on that. I think that I think everybody can agree that he was robbed. Well, I mean, I ain't gonna say robbed of his childhood. He didn't have a childhood like everybody else. Because I know a lot of kids that would have loved to have that shit that he had.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, so he wasn't he wasn't robbed. That's the shit they want.
Yeah, you don't get that much of a pass. Yeah.
He don't get no pass at all from me for fucking little boys, man. I'm sorry. He don't get no pass. Or let me rephrase that, because they said again for molesting little boys. Let's call it what it was. I don't want to make it no worse. He don't get no pass from me. And let me tell you something. I know we love to say guilty until proven innocent, but I'm just saying, from, you know, I ain't no damn lawyer or no judge, but from what I hear and what's coming forward, I'm pretty sure that was some shit he did. Because when you start to look back at him on tour, always got a little boy with him. And you know, again, until the shit came out, it was cool because he was Mike, you know, save the world, make this a better place type motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That was Michael Jackson. But, damn. But
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but remember, we can't. And once again, for the values that I have established in my life, to me, yes, that is wrong. But those are my values, and because I call it wrong, don't make it wrong. You understand what I'm saying? This is what we gotta understand.
And
once again, I'm not condoning it.
But you know what? But again, I don't give a shit about none of that, man. Let's go back to the parents. Let's go back to the parents. What I'm saying, because I think all parties can agree. If Mike was molesting them little boys like that, then shame on you, Mike. You shouldn't have did that shit, man. You gone now, so we don't really know. And we live in a society. One of the rules are, you innocent until proven guilty. Now, everybody and their mama could come up with charges against that man. He ain't here to testify, man. So, I mean, he ain't going to never have, he can't have his day in court. And to them two cats, man, to them two cats that's down on HBO, Jimmy and Wade, that's foul, man.
Yeah. Well, he had his day in court already, and he was found not guilty.
Right, yes. And they were happy. So all through the whole movie, what you tried to do, and again, this is where I got a little pissed off at Oprah at. She set the whole background up on that shit. Like, here was built that whole family image that Mike came in and tore down. You can't tear down strong families, man. You could get up in there, but if the family is strong, somebody going to kick your ass out. But it just so happened, Mom was looking for that fast track to Hollywood, man. And here it comes, because I'm going to tell you, I don't give a shit how good my daughter or my son dance. Yeah, we might go to see Michael Jackson. Yeah, I might even say we went to the studio with him. But when the first time Mike asked me some shit like, can one of my children spend a night at his house? See, you had to pull my foot up out his ass, yo. I mean, that's for real.
Mm.
And I probably would have got beat up by his security.
But that's you.
I got
other parents are like, sure, go ahead.
No, hell no, man. Ain't no. Again, you out here, if y'all hanging out, cool. You sending us limousines to come to the show, cool. But when you start taking that interest where you are now intentionally trying to create environments where you and my son alone away from me, and I understand you're intentionally doing this, your antennas got to go off. But your antennas can't go off because you sitting here eating crack crab and lobster, going from point A to point B in limousines, staying in the best of the best. You forget that you're a parent, and right now you thinking you're a celebrity. So your kids get caught up in shit, man. But, you know, my friend asked me, she said, you mean to tell me if Michael Jackson would have asked for one of your kids to come stay with him, you mean to tell me you would have said no?
Hell yeah, I would have said no. That's right.
Now, watch this, though. I mean, back in the day, I thought I liked a little low-key hustling. But I'm just saying, I might have wanted to say yeah. But see, there was another half to me then. And there ain't no way in the hell the children mother was letting them go nowhere without some kind of parental supervision. That's just what happened. So I said, just keep it at 100. I might have been that parent that been like, well, you know, that is Michael Jackson and shit, you know. But my better half at that time was there. Ain't no way there.
But you got to remember also.
Go ahead.
You got to remember also, you're speaking now, back in that time, knowing all that you know now. You know what I mean? So
no,
it's
but
easier,
it don't
it's
matter,
more
man.
Easy.
No, it don't matter. Well, I don't have to know shit, man. Ain't no grown man. Ain't no grown man going to take my kid
again, I'm
not, if they spend the night with him, man. No. Mm-hmm.
Wait. Throughout his upbringing, Michael Jackson, what was he always pretty much known as? We just got finished saying it. A kid trapped in a man's body. That's what everybody knew him as. That's part of the reason they loved him so much. I mean, besides the fact that nigga could sing and perform.
He never had a childhood because he was always...
Right, that was something that made them so adorable about him. So that's who they see him as.
Right.
Some
yeah,
of
so
them,
you
man, not everybody.
You ain't
have
a childhood,
you know,
so you gonna sit here and have, and you and my son gonna change blowjobs? Nah, that ain't what you. You know what? Know what else you didn't get in your childhood? You didn't get your ass whooped, Mike. That's what you didn't get. That's what you didn't get. You know,
Joe was whipping that ass.
Well, see, but Joe, watch this. Joe was whipping that ass because he couldn't get the dance moves right. Joe wasn't whipping that ass on no father type shit. Yeah. Joe was whipping that ass because Joe said 1, 2, 3 spin. It might want
to. So
what
you saying? He was whipping that ass for the wrong reason.
For exactly the wrong reason.
Mm.
Hey, but anyway, now we start this whole bullshit. Since Mike was a pedophile, accused pedophile. Because remember now, and again, this might sound like a cop out, but he went to court. He was tried in court. They said, I find no harm in that man. Now, watch this. Yeah, that's a court decision that got fucked up. But nonetheless, the last time Michael Jackson was accused, he went to court, he beat the case. So now music stations are pulling down his music. What? He ain't guilty of shit. We ain't taking Elvis music down. We ain't taking all the rest of them sexual predators down. But I'm telling you, and again, I don't even think this is black and white. This is some shit that Hollywood determined who gonna be the asshole, and more times than not, it's somebody with some melon in their skin.
Well, that the new thing when you're found guilty in a court of public opinion, they start snatching your shit down. What's next? A star? Are they snatching their movies down?
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody. Speaking again, that's
right.
What makes it.
And what we missing, what you just said, co-producer, please know R. Kelly was brought up on charges that he beat too, you know.
Well, and again, his ass look, watch this, we get ready to segue, watch this, we going from the King of Pop to I want to lock your ass up in the room somewhere, man. What's going on, Al? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right, what's good? What's
all
good,
right, I'm
about?
Good. Yeah, we going from the King of Pop to R. Kelly, but, and again, just to show you, sometimes, when the system for lack of color. When the system get on that ass, oh, they on that ass, man. Because let me tell you something. If they had, I'm moving over to R. Kelly for a minute. If they had R. Kelly in jail last week and he couldn't make $100,000 bail, so somebody did a GoFundMe account or some old shit like that took place to get him out of jail, then what is it, about 3-4 hours ago, they said, let's see if you can pull that magic trick again. Because they got his ass locked back up for, not for child support. So they kind of letting R. Kelly know it's just a matter of time. But we about to get your black ass, man.
Nah, I think it's because just like with Trump, they've been talking about R. Kelly so much. You know what? Let's see what we can get on this nigga. Just like how they going after Trump now. They know Trump did something. So now they really going to dig into R. Kelly and see if he's been doing what he's been doing.
But did you see that?
I don't think a black man was getting away with that, what allegedly he's supposed to be doing for that long. I just think it was the girls, whatever they were, 14, 15, they were screwing, and they went by R. Kelly house, and they pretty much left home to go stay with R. Kelly.
Well, again, that's what the jury is kind of pointing at. But
right.
Like I said, if I'm in jail and I can't make the first $100,000 bail, one, I'm sending you a clear message that I don't have no child support, and two, by you locking my ass up again, that's their message. That's the system's message to R. Kelly, that we gonna stay in your ass until we break you. We gonna get you for what you did. Unless
you know what R. Kelly saying. You know what R. Kelly saying? Because R. Kelly got money. Carmelo, what he trying to do is make them think he ain't got no money, so that child support he owe, he ain't got to pay. If it mean I got to stay up in jail for a little while, I'm Ira Kelly. I could do that. I'm hard. I could do that.
But
they gonna put him up in a little plush place.
See, but to me, Buster, that make him a beat ass nigga. Yo, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's what makes him. I mean, what's good? When you caked up, and you can't break your kids off. Come on, man. That's that sick shit. That's why your ass mess with them girls. That's why your ass going to jail.
That's right.
I personally don't think he got no money. I don't think he have any money. Honestly, I think he probably, because he haven't been making no music in a long time. I think
he's
got living that lifestyle.
Though.
What was that?
I mean, he could probably eat the rest of his life off of I Believe I Can Fly.
I think he's been living that lifestyle like that, you know, for so long and not, you know, without making any money. And now it's showing. A lot of them stars live a life and they're not making that kind of money. They're not making look at like Toni Braxton. She's another one.
Yeah.
She was still living that lifestyle all that time. And even Oprah put her in a place and told her, I don't feel sorry for you because you were spending more money than you were actually making. And I think R. Kelly really, really don't have no money. I don't think he'd be sitting in jail if he had money. I really don't. I think he's been secretly paying off so many people also, too. And I think that's why he said, R. Kelly gonna mess around and kill himself.
Did you see him on with Gayle King?
Yeah.
He was so full of shit, man. I'm sorry. He was so full of shit.
He was just trying to show you he can act too.
Yeah.
They said Gloria Allwright, that woman that's the lawyer for some of those women. She said she's gonna use that. In her case, she's going to use that actual interview. She said to show that how irrational he is. She thanked R. Kelly's people for allowing him to put himself on TV like that. She said because it showed the character that she wanted it to be seen. You know that he's irrational.
Well, I mean, watch this. But you sit here pounding your hand, talk about your kids. And then the next day, your ass locked up because you ain't take care of your kids when you could have taken care of your kids. See, again, to me, That whole thing was some bullshit. He had to test the water to see what kind of sympathy he had out there for his ass, man.
Well, in a sense, he was taking care of his kids. He was taking care of his new kids. The runaways.
Hey, but listen, you know what? As we speak about hot water, here go a quick segue.
Trump arrived in Vietnam today ahead of his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It's good to see you again, Kim, said Trump to the first 30 people he saw. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un began their summit in Vietnam today, where Trump referred to Kim as his friend. And Kim said to Trump, quiet, I'm watching the Michael Cohen testimony.
It's been a while, y'all, since we walked our ass down Pennsylvania Avenue. But, we about to give Mr. Pratt just a little bit of attention. You know, it's funny. Just this week alone, you got Cohen testifying on his ass. He fucked up the summit in Korea. You got his boy Jared Kushner, ain't worthy of a security clearance, but he told him to give him one anyway.
Right.
I mean, where the shit gonna stop with this man? How far is this gonna go before America understands that? I'm sorry. Yeah, how far is this going to go before America understands that we just got the wrong person in the White House right now, and there's something that a bunch of people need to be doing about it, man? Let's just start with Donald Cohen. Is Cohen doing him or what, man? Anybody with me? Anybody? Anybody ain't got a chance to do this? Anybody? All right. Well, Cohen was his fix-it man. Cohen told him, look, for whatever reason, man, you're not protecting me, so I'm not going to protect you. And everything he come out with, just like a lawyer, he got documents to back his shit up, man.
Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time.
Well, I mean, you know, he got over to North Korea. But again, I mean, you got this gangster that we dealing with. He got over to North Korea, fucked that up, and blamed that shit on Cohen. Listen, how the hell you expect to take your ass over to North Korea? I mean, yeah, that's the true beast over there. Beating and killing. Again, that's part of what the fuck they do. And you're going to go over there and talk them into denuclearizing. Man, what kind of shit is that?
If I'm not mistaken, I think they said that he started his nuclear program up again.
Yeah.
He just started it up again. Yeah.
They built a new tower where they're going to be able to have test ICBMs blasting off of there. This is after the summit.
Exactly.
Because he thinks everything is a goddamn real estate negotiation. He don't understand that the motherfuckers he messing with across that water, they play real different, man. They get their hands dirty in plain sight. Again, he out of his league trying to negotiate with them folks like businessmen. And he won't take the time to receive guidance on what he needs to do to be presidential. Because I'm sorry.
Obama stayed clear away from him. Remember that, right? He stayed clear away from him.
Yes.
He knew that this guy wasn't was nothing to mess around with. Stayed away from him. But this fool want to go and show that he could do something that nobody else could do.
Yeah. Now, see, he tried to deal with Kim Jong-un. He tried to deal with that Korean dictator like he had contested on The Apprentice. And that shit ain't happening. By the time Trump talked that shit, now, you know, you go on national TV, now he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of ours now. All the murders and atrocities, you gonna hold him up in reverence. Come on, man, that's just crazy shit. And if the shit was working, then you could say, well, you know, he throws all protocol out the window, but he gets shit done. But he don't get shit done. All he do is get shit fucked up, man. That's what he does, man.
The worst thing about Trump is that he's trying to befriend every dictator in the world. I mean, from him, Korea to Putin to even that crazy cat over there in Venezuela. He wants to befriend dictators. I don't understand that. I've never
tell
seen
him
a
why,
president.
Well, what I say is we've got to understand, I'm sorry, but we got to understand that Kim, he ain't doing no more than what we do.
Yeah.
All of the mother ones, they ain't doing no more than what we do. We try to act like we so holy and righteous and stuff, but we do the exact same thing. Half the leaders of countries outside of the United States were put in place by us. And then when they didn't want to listen to us, then we went to war. So to call this guy, and to be truthful, he'd be crazy to give up his nuclear weapons. You see, that's what what's my man over there? It'll come to me. But that's what he did. He gave up his. Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name. Not Saddam. The guy that was going to loan Farrakhan $5 million.
Gaddafi.
Tim, get rid of his stuff. He got rid of his stuff, and you see what they did to him? So that guy would be stupid.
Yeah, but see, here's my thing. We're going to trick everybody. Because, again, don't get me wrong. I'm glad to be in the USA, and it would be so comforting to know we were the only ones that had nukes. That would be real comforting. But if you're going to try to go into a negotiation on a political scale, you can't be buffaloing folks, man. Hey, listen, you shut down some of them damn nukes you got, and we throw you a couple of train loads of grain. Now we talk about embargoing and trading. We talk about getting shit done. But you go over there just telling somebody, look, I'm going to need you to stop doing that because we don't like it. Yeah, okay, whatever.
And that's their bargaining right there. If they give up their nuclear weapons, they ain't got nothing to bargain with.
And you know, but good, you know, I do nothing but have praise for our politicians who think that they can negotiate or convince the entire rest of the world to give up their nuclear weapons. And trust me, being an American, I wish they would. But you got to understand, man, and especially after this particular presidency, ain't nobody got a whole lot of faith in us right now. Our allies question us, like, you know, America ain't hitting the gym like they used to. Their muscles ain't as big as they used to be. Yeah, we might could take them. So we don't
and
have
that's,
that.
That's why the terrorists are getting ready to start up again. They said we on alert now because of what happened in London. Some terrorists was about to set up some bomb somewhere, I think one of them airports. And now we're on alert because I guess what they're doing now, they're sitting back saying exactly what you just said, that we're vulnerable with all this other nonsense that's going on with Trump. The terrorists been sitting back waiting all along. And now they got a hit out on Bin Laden's son. So you know it's about to kick off some shit with them. That's the next threat we gonna have to deal with.
They waiting. But one thing the world know is, as a nation, you know, again, those with melanin in their skin usually end up playing a sucker role. But we will band together to keep some shit up off us. You know, so they understand. You can come over here with that bullshit if you want to, but we will band together. And while we're fighting another opponent, black, white, and different colors in America, we'll band together and stop some shit. But then as soon as the shit is stopped.
Yeah, but that's where we mess up at. When shit is done, the things go right back to the way it was.
Right back to the way it used to be. There you go. And we got to, while the shit is going on, as soon as it's done, that's when all powers come down. Now let's renegotiate some shit. No, I'm not going back to that shit I used to do. I want to sit at the table and make rules with you now. But we never get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when you get again? And for the folks on this podcast that is of military background, you know how important a secret clearance is. And you also know that when that goddamn agency check your secret clearance, and when they send back and say it's not recommended, you don't get no damn clearance. That's just how that works. Until you fix the shit that knocked out until you fix the shit that stopped you from being qualified, nobody overrides that. Would just give him, especially when you start talking top secret clearances. See, and again, when the president allegedly gave that order for that shit, well, somebody got to start speaking up, man. You got either one or two things. You're going to do the shit that he wants you to do and shut up and be a soldier, or you got to report that shit like it's supposed to be. Because you got his daughter and Jared with top secret clearances, and apparently they didn't qualify for that.
Well, see, that's what they fucked up at when they let him do that. By bringing his kids in, they should have stopped that shit right then and there, but they didn't.
Well, again, now, his kids run his shit, though. That ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Them ain't like...
Running the business and being a part of the country, that's two different things. You just brought your kids in.
Yeah, but running the country is his... Running the country to him is just like running Trump Foundation. The same people
because Congress didn't shut his shit down from the jump and let him know that and understand that, that's why he did that. Trump only does what they let him do. They can shut their shit down, but they chose not to. They getting what they want, the judges, and they rolling back shit. It's a lot of shit going on that we ain't even talking about that because why? You're talking about this Cohen shit and all this other stuff. When he gets out of office and the right people get back in office, you're going to actually see how much shit he fucked up.
Hey, listen, just a quick, when you say see how much shit he fucked up, side note. He is so dedicated to making sure in his presidency, everything that Barack Obama did, he's reversing. He went as far the other day. He reversed the law that now says if you are mentally handicapped, mentally ill, you too can now own a gun. It used to be Obama signed a law that said if you're mentally handicapped or mentally ill, you can't own a weapon. Trump said, nah, give him a weapon too. Listen, anything Obama signed, he's going through reversing it. And I believe that's what his mandate is for his entire presidency. You can fuck up whatever you want to fuck up. Yeah, you just keep the show going. But everything Obama did, we just need you to take that big pen of yours and just reverse it. I don't care what it was, just reverse it. And put this country back to where it was before Obama tried to fix it.
Yeah, see, that wasn't a law. That was just an executive order. Because if it was law...
So he rescinded that?
Yeah.
Right.
He said everybody can have a gun. NRA, they good contributors to my CPAC or to one of my Trump foundations. Yeah, everybody can have a gun. And don't get me wrong. No, if you're mentally ill, I think that there's certain things that if society deems you to be mentally ill, depending on what the illness is, no, you should not be able to have a gun. No, I'm sorry. And again, difference between mentally ill and handicapped, that mental is that neurological, that brain. No, you don't get a gun. But if you're handicapped, yeah, you can still get a gun. Just because my right leg don't work don't mean my trigger finger ain't good. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you got the shakes, you don't need to be holding no gun.
But again, yeah, but you know what? Think about this. I don't know, man. I just think that it's a good law to have. I think it's a good law to have, and I think that if you are mentally unstable on any aspect, that owning a weapon should be a choice you have to forfeit.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. But, hey, we went around the horn tonight and kind of talked about, you know, the King of Pop. And I'm sorry, that's some bullshit. And all I'm saying is the man went to court. The man was found innocent. Now, this new shit coming up after he in the grave, his body's in the grave. No, I don't buy that, man. And I'm sorry. And I know I'm going back to our opening point, but I feel like doing that right now.
What do you think about Oprah taking sides with the
accusers? See, when I opened up the podcast tonight, Oprah, you mad cool with me, man. I got number mad love for you. But you lost some cool points with me on that, man. You really did. And I know that Oprah's saying it ain't about Mike. It's the bigger issue of pedophiles. I know that's her position on it. And again, I got respect for that. But the way you built that story up, you made it look like Michael Jackson went into them people's home and fucked their homes all up. You made it look like Michael. I mean, and again, all we know is what they are saying. Ain't nothing been proven yet. That shit looked real circumstantial. You know, he looked real suspect right now. I ain't gonna lie.
And you know what I noticed too? Did you notice there were no fathers there? It was only the two mothers.
Well, because the mothers fell in love with the kids' ass. Go ahead,
I noticed that Michael Jackson wasn't trying to help no black kids. That's what I noticed.
Australia kids was his thing. He liked Australia kids.
He'd go to Europe and everywhere, but he was not going into no hood trying to help no black kids. black kids wouldn't have went to his house. I know for damn sure. Kid would have been up in his house.
Hey brother, hey, let me ask you a question, man. Let's just say, for example, you and your little man was at home, y'all just came from the Michael Jackson concert, and he sent a limo to pick your son up, and the limo driver tell you that you can't go. It's just for your son.
Come on now. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. See?
Mike knew when he could do that shit. He couldn't do that shit in the hood. He could not do that nowhere around a bunch of black people. He had to go out and import his pedophilia because he couldn't do that shit over here. Listen, I think Michael Jackson did it. I'm sorry.
But you know what? Now, again, I think he did it too.
Love his music. And that's the hardest thing for me to say. I do love Michael Jackson music, but I think he did something with them kids. But what I don't understand is why, if this happened, why later on in life this guy would go to his house with his wife and his own kids. I don't understand.
See?
That's a little crazy to me. Wow. That you would have gone through all of that and then you would bring your wife and kids to his house for sleepover or whatever they were doing, or even being around them.
Yeah.
That's because it wasn't as bad to some folks as they're making it out to be. He trying to get paid, all right? But trust me, he lived a good life. That's why he stuck around. It was so good, I got to show my family how I got to be where I am now.
I guess
everybody else is kind of making it. And once again, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying how, you know, did Michael do it? From my opinion, from what little I know of it, I would say yes. But I'm saying he wouldn't have done any of that without – it takes two to tangle.
I guess so.
And, you know what I mean? And while everybody was getting paid, everybody was happy. It was always somebody on out. And honestly, I hate to say it, the same with R. Kelly. I hate – we keep going back to him, but it's the exact same thing. One with boys, one with girls. Ain't nobody really complaining but everybody else.
And don't forget about Father O'Patrick and Father O'Brien. Let's not forget about this pedophile.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but right now, watch this. Michael is found guilty by court of public opinion, and already we taking his music down. And we taking his music down.
That's,
we ain't playing Mike music no
that's
more.
Crazy.
But when the priest are found guilty, what are we doing?
They
so
didn't have his music yet, did they?
The Catholic Church.
Yeah, they trying to snatch his shit down now, yeah. But Mike said, look, I'm
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, a lot of the airs, a lot of those streams and radio stations, yeah, they ain't playing that shit no more, man. They doing it to him what they did to R. Kelly. Only thing is,
on,
Mike gone,
man.
He can't, he don't feel none of this.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
But again, and to see, and this is what makes it so hard for me to digest. Everybody on Facebook, everybody in the black community, in the white community, oh, we love Mike, but oh, wait a minute. If he did that, we got to get him. And everybody band together on that. But when the priests do that, and I'm sorry, because pedophiles are pedophiles. Mike just gave them a little more lavish life than that priest did. But pedophiles are pedophiles. But if Mike was alive, we want to hang him. But we got priests walking around here doing that shit on the regular. And we talk about we'll let the Catholic Church take care of it. It's that double standard bullshit that fucks up this nation, man. And again, if it's a crime, everybody get punished the same way, man. And in this way, again, you can build a stronger nation. But when shit is still to the point where there's a double standard for everything, depending on your race or your gender, man, that's fucked up, man. And
well, it's
going,
sad to say, but that's how it is. There's different rules for white people
yes,
than it is black people.
And shit, Mike, watch this. If Mike was like a pope, you know what I'm saying? I bet you at the top of Mike's career, if you had Mike standing on one stage and the pope on the other stage, and you ask people what stage you want to jump on, I bet you Mike's stage would fill up first. So all I'm saying is, that was the king of pop, man. And if you're going to get in his ass about some foul shit that he did, then you should get in everybody's ass about some foul shit that they did. And I don't even say let everybody get a pass. No, you got to square these people away, man. But you got to square them all away. Because like I said, Mike is in the ground now. And if he wasn't, oh, they have some shit for that ass. Because I'm telling you, R. Kelly better start singing a real loud song. Because they looking to make an example of that ass right now.
Now, that's why he got on TV, because more than likely, he ain't going to take the stand, the witness stand. So he did a little plea bargain now.
But again,
you can't put R. Kelly on the witness stand. He's pleased.
No.
That's no way. He's not going to be good in front of nobody, Jerry.
Hey, that's why he went on TV today.
But Gail
yeah,
got some dogs in that ass, don't she? Was it R. Kelly up, snapping his hands and walking around all frantic and shit? Gail ain't flinched. Gail said, I'm from the hood too. Don't forget where the fuck I came from. she was sitting there like cool and shit, like, yeah, I got my brothers backstage, and these niggas ain't gonna play that. You hitting on their sister shit. Yeah. But she stood up in there, man, because my man walking around, well, I love my children. They fucking up my life. This is my life. Nah, man, you fuck. But you know what? I'm sorry. I know we skip it all over, but we just talk about niggas that do inappropriate shit right now. When they asked that man, looked him straight in his face and said, Robert, because Gail don't call him R. Robert, have you ever made love with an underage woman? And he looked her right in her face and with sheer conviction said no. Did you forget how old Leah was when you got married? Unless you want us to believe that you already are here smashing young girls. You want us to believe you and Leah got married and you didn't smash? But he looked Gail right in her face and told Gail, no. He never had sex with underage girls before. So again, his whole testimony or his whole interview was just straight bullshit to me. And what he needs to do is really start go somewhere and get his fears together. And whoever he gonna tell on, he needs to go ahead and tell, because they get ready to load a boom on that ass.
He ain't got nothing to tell.
Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Yes, thank you very much indeed, my dear brothers as well too. But what has been changed in the time when OJ millions of people went into Los Angeles and watched him. I mean, it was like entertainment. And OJ, of course, get off from its the case, but he paid the price later on for it. But, I mean, what has happened? I know R. Kelly and Julie and et cetera, these two. I mean, we have, I mean, from OJ to R. Kelly, I mean, what happened here between the two of them that we are still mad on him or not mad on him, some people? Why?
Well, I think a lot of those people that you speak of, they get caught up in a lifestyle that wasn't designed for them. I'm going to allow you to coexist for a little while, but when shit go bad, you don't get the privilege of the other actors get. Like right now, they're going to run R. Kelly, they're going to run Michael Jackson through the windmill. But there was a lot of other artists who was accepted in those groups. They didn't have to pay that price. So I think a lot of them actors, they get caught up in a lifestyle that wasn't designed for them. And I know that sounds crazy when we all should have the right to the same pursuit of happiness. And they constantly let you know, we allow you to be here, but you are really never going to be accepted here. So the first chance we get to do some dirt on you, we may come and do it. And don't think you get the same breaks as our actors or our musicians. Shame on you for thinking that. That's just my thought.
Yes, indeed. I think so. You know, R. Kelly, I can say from my point of view, he's guilty, yes. Then, but again, is it beyond doubt or reasonable doubt or not? That's up to the jury to decide. But I mean, I understand everything. I mean, I have sympathy with you all. I mean, I understand. I'm on your side. But, I mean, O.J. Simpson and many others, you know, they have.
O.J. was the case that set it up that they said that should have never happened again. All right? Yeah. We fucked up and let O.J. slip through the cracks. This will never happen again.
That's right.
Hey, McCann. I mean, hey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight on The Attic. Again, we looked at, grown folks doing some improper shit, and that includes 45. Grown folks doing improper shit. Depending on who the grown person is will depend on the penalty, because, again, America is letting the nation know every chance it gets, the same crime will never get you the same penalty. And that's what I asked tonight.
Yes, in case of Donald Trump, for example, they give a hush money to shut the people up, and that's it. Bye-bye is on the cover. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, we're a nation built off of money. Money will buy almost anything in this country, even pride and integrity. And again, and you know, most people, I don't say all, most people have a price. Some people's price might be a sandwich. Some people's price might be $1 million. But in America, I think it's pretty safe to believe that most people, if offered the right amount of money, will do what it is you need them to do. Hey, that's our show for tonight, folks.
I appreciate you.
Always, my brother. Always, my brother. I appreciate you hanging out with the Attic tonight. Again, we always try to bring you current events from a perspective that you probably didn't see coming. So before everybody shut the door on the King of Pop, listen to Thriller just one more time. Listen to Thriller one more time and then tell me, do you think he's guilty? I'm trying to leave you on a light note. Hey, let's say goodnight, Cass.
Hey, what's that first line of Thriller? Your butt is mine.
But he didn't want to touch it.
Money talks, bullshit works. Remember, money talks, bullshit works. From Singapore. Mike from Singapore. Love you.
And on that note,
hey, good night, audience.
Good night.
Good night.